Hello and welcome to Serene Reflections, a podcast of Dharma Talks from the Wallawa Buddhist Temple. I am Reverend Clarissa Beatty, a Zen monk and Buddhist priest from the mountains of Northeast Oregon, where we practice contemplative meditation, the Chan of Bodhidharma, the Zen of Dogen, the Serene Reflection Meditation of Reverend Master G.U. Kennett. You are invited to let yourself grow naturally still, to let go of the world for a while. Join us in listening in sound, in listening in stillness, turning within to listen from the heart that seeks the way. The Five Thoughts of the Mealtime Verse. We must think deeply of the ways and means by which this food has come. We must consider our merit when accepting it. We must protect ourselves from error by excluding greed from our minds. We will eat lest we become lean and die. We accept this food so that we may become enlightened. Some version of these five mealtime contemplations is recited by Zen Buddhist monks the world over before each meal. They come down to us through the Chinese Chan tradition and are very old. If you join in a meal in a Mahayana Buddhist temple, you will probably recite this basic verse. Taking up the practice of reciting the five thoughts aloud or silently over your own food can change you. How you regard the food that you eat, the way you experience eating, and how you interact with others all the rest of your days. Reciting the mealtime verse before eating is a gateway to enlightenment in everyday life. The first of the five thoughts especially has been coming to mind of late. We must think deeply of the ways and means by which this food has come. As Reverend Master Mado reminds us, the word must is not a finger-shaking must. Used here, must means, let me take care. And all five thoughts are really pointing us inward, toward the Buddha in all things, toward the inner work to do within the heart. In the past, for me, reciting this first thought on the ways and means by which this food has come has brought to mind an image of a long line of people passing food from hand to hand, from grower to harvester, to packer, to trucker, to stocker, to cashier, to buyer, to cook, to server, to me. The idea of this system is what economists and producers and suppliers and grocers and such call the food supply chain. Recently, many of us have gained newfound appreciation for the food supply chain, as we as consumers and workers experience the results of its having become unreliable, or at least unpredictable. Rising prices and the unavailability of some items give us a chance to be grateful for what we can offer and receive as nutrition to sustain the body. We are reminded now of our interconnectedness with all those who move food from where it's grown to where it's eaten. We are seeing the many knock-on effects and immeasurable costs of the food supply chain's disruption. We are realizing our shared humanity as we experience or learn of lives and livelihoods seriously affected. Very real effects of decisions made by people all along the chain. Real people. Good people with mouths to feed, like us. Reciting this first line each time we eat, we must think deeply of the ways and means by which this food has come. We recall repeatedly our immediate connection to all beings, whatever the present circumstances, as we sit reciting it over this very real food, waiting to be eaten, right in the bowl in front of us. The five thoughts are not meant to make us feel guilty, or grateful, or worried. The mealtime verse is not meant to make us feel anything. It is simply an opportunity for reflection at the time of receiving the gift that sits before me, which got there through a collective effort that is itself of great merit for all, including me. All food is an offering, whether we buy it or gather it, or it is given to us. It is the offering of life itself, taken by us directly or by extension in order to sustain our life. Some Buddhists are vegetarians so as not to take the life of animals, and still we benefit from the taking of the life of the fruits and grains and vegetables, which were alive, sometimes quite recently. So we take care not to take food for granted, but to think deeply with appreciation for the wondrous gift of this life, which sustains ours a little longer, so we may do the work within the heart. Might I also think deeply on how the side effects of my consumption may affect others? For example, what becomes of the waste I generate in the form of packaging, for example, or discarded bits like seeds and peels which can't be eaten? Maybe some of it can be recycled or put to some use. The chain doesn't end with my swallowing my food. And when I have plenty, rather than throwing the extra away, how might I share it with others? Food offerings represent the Dharma, the gift of life itself, which increases when shared, which is why cooking for family or friends can be so rewarding, why many temple activities and teachings revolve around food and its preparation. Sharing food opens and nourishes our generous heart, connecting us with others and others with us in a recognition of our common Buddha nature. Nowhere does the mealtime verse suggest judging the food or even focusing on the food at all. The mealtime verse is not about the food. It's for the eater. Calling the five thoughts to mind helps the one who receives the food. That this food may help us to continue to live, meditating and doing our best to cease from harm, do only good, and do only good for others. For we accept this food so that we may become enlightened, which we do together with all living things. Thank you for joining us in listening to Serene Reflections from the Heart That Seeks the Way. To learn more about this practice, including more about how to meditate, you are invited to visit our website at walawabuddhisttemple.org. Here, in the Kanzeon Shrine of our meditation hall, we offer the merit of our practice of serene reflection meditation to all beings, including you, wherever you may be.